This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Democratic governors in 20 states are launching a network to strengthen abortion access in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning a woman's constitutional right to end a pregnancy and instead shifting regulatory powers over the procedure to state governments. Organizers led by Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom described the Reproductive Freedom Alliance as a way for governors and their staffs to share best practices and affirm abortion rights for the 170 million Americans who live in the 20 states they lead. The group's aim is to protect and provide reproductive health services for the remainder of U.S. residents who live in states with more restrictive laws. Newsom called the effort, which he and his aides spent months organizing, a moral obligation and a firewall to protect fundamental rights. New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham said that the court's Dobbs decision that ended a national right to abortion horrified and put pressure on governors to act. That includes sharing model statutory language and executive orders protecting abortion access, ways to protect abortion providers from prosecution, strategies to maximize federal financing for reproductive health care such as birth control, and support for manufacturers of abortion medication and contraceptives that face potential new restrictions from conservatives. Governors' offices in the alliance also have started working with advocacy groups that back abortion access, including Faith in Public Life, a progressive multi-state faith-based organization, and Planned Parenthood of America. Lawmakers in 32 states across the U.S. have introduced or pre-filed at least 150 bills aimed at making it harder to vote. The restrictive voting bills are part of an ongoing Republican-led push to change election laws following record turnout in the 2020 presidential election and unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud. Proposals in two states would open new doors for election results to be overturned. One bill proposed in Texas would allow presidential electors to set aside election results. In Virginia, one bill aims to allow citizens to demand forensic audits of results, which would then be presented to a jury of randomly selected residents who could vote to invalidate the election. Of the 150 bills restricting voting, more than half aim to limit access to mail-in voting, which gained popularity during the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the bills also propose increasing or imposing voter ID requirements for in-person voting and voter registration. Of the bills, 32 would require voters to present a photo ID at the polls. Opponents of voter ID laws say they disproportionately impact minorities, people with disabilities, and those from low-income backgrounds who may not have the necessary forms of ID. As the Montana legislature nears a critical deadline for transmitting bills, lawmakers are advancing new abortion regulations and rejecting measures to protect reproductive health access. With restrictive laws from 2021 blocked in ongoing court cases, Montana is one of the few states in the region that has maintained unencumbered legal access to abortion since the June ruling, a fact that continues to distress many Republicans. Republican Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway of Great Falls is sponsoring a restrictive bill that would ban abortion procedures if a fetus is considered viable and after 24 weeks, unless the mother's life is at risk. It's an expansion of a 20-week abortion ban bill that Sheldon Galloway sponsored last legislative session and one of the policies currently not in effect in Montana. Last session's bill was stopped by a district court order. Reproductive rights activists and medical associations said the bill's language would add hurdles for doctors and patients navigating high-risk pregnancies when viability is not easily determined. Another bill, Senate Bill 154 from Republican Senator Keith Regier of Kalispell, would insert an interpretation of Montana's right to privacy as not including abortion access into state law. That bill was advanced to the House in January after passing the Senate by the Republican majority. The restrictive bills go against the majority of Montanans. A poll showed last week that 64% of Montanans say abortion should be legal in all or most cases. That response put Montana above its neighboring states, where support ranged between 42% and 56%. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.